So it is for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number as space is limitless in extent, that the precious goal of complete and perfect Buddhahood, which transcends the extremes of conditioned existence and pacification, is to be accomplished. And in order to do so, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So with this as the goal and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing this resolve towards enlightenment, the
bodhicitta.
And from the various levels of teachings which have been given, the glorious Chandrakirti, in his text, The Entry into the Middle Path, presents in one verse the reason for the necessity of giving up the self associated with the individual. So the root verse says, Afflictions, faults without exception rise as reason sees from the views of shifting masses. When self is understood to be their object, yogis bring the self to abnegation.
Dine tharpa dang, sasong, tharpa dang tan chen chen ba, dupar ndoe pe, kanza kam. Yang na tharpa, tapa dupar ndoe pe, nanjur pa dang, nanjur matso ki, dine,
so then individuals who aspire after liberation or omniscience, liberation and omniscience, that is to say, yogis and yoginis who aspire for liberation, must bring the self of the individual to a halt, or must negate the self of individual.
Tene da te go go pe jum sin da go go pe jum sin ya da te ka go pe jum sin yang ta pa chi yo na da te ka gi jum sin yang ta pa mi na ka ga mi se na sam na tene jum sin yang ta pa yo re da ka go pe jum sin yo.
So in order to be able to bring this self to its demise, it is necessary to have an authentic reason Because one could say, if there's no real reason for it, then of course one would not do this. But the fact is, there is an authentic reason for negating the self of the individual.
Ti jun sin karra sana nyumong tang de cha yedang ngaja chado la sope nyumong ba tham che jikta la tin de jikto la ta wa la tin de zongwa re jikto la ta wa ti myur te myur am yenyur te Tini da yinba se na Tini da te yinjing miji ka gu
So the reason for refuting a self associated with the individual is that all of the afflicted states or afflicted emotions such as a desirous attachment and anger and jealousy and desirous attachment, anger, and jealousy, and so on, all of these arise due to the views associated with what was translated as the shifting masses or the transitory collection. The focal point or the reference for all of these shifting masses or the transitory collection and the views connected with that, the referent point for those is the self. So this self has to be refuted.
Tene pompo nga la da dan dagar khenbe njikta altene songare pompo nga la da dan da dutabe jikto la tawa te nina yor yido wala khenjing chakpe docha te yugamare
So then an example of this would be for example in relation to pleasing objects or attractive objects one conceives a desirous attachment And the grounds for that, the reason that comes about, is that one has these views of the transitory collections, which means, in this case, that one conceives of the skanda, the aggregate of the physical form, as being oneself or as belonging to oneself. And due to that association between body and self, the afflicted emotion occurs.
Tene yor yi donwa la hengjeng chakpe, docha te yo na chung kare yo yore se na. Yor yi donwa la hengjeng chakpa la tente, hengcha la tente, danda donga pergere, donga chegere.
So then one could ask, well, what's the problem? What's the fault of having attachment and grasping towards attractive objects? The fault is that given this type of grasping and clinging to attractive objects, suffering arises.
Karasana te deyang yor yi donwa te denpa dropam rangin ke dropar zemba yona tene
And that is to say that if one conceives of these attractive objects as being truly existent or as existing with a substantial nature, then suffering will arise. Similarly, the aversion one experiences towards unattractive objects, such as enemies, is also based on the view associated with this shifting mass or this transitory collection.
Tene pior yidamo badawa tawala hedang ki na chung ka yure se na hedang ki pa tsam ki sem di heba sem di heba chug do re hebe sem chug re hedang gen dev yang tene hedang na te ne le sa na le je dev yang dunga yu kare hedang ki pa tsam ki hebe sem chug re hedang ge le sa pa la te de dev dunga yu kare ti se na hedang pang go re hedang ge tsaba te ni injik ta re injik tsaba te da in be se na te da go go
So then one could again ask, what is the problem or what's the fault of having anger and aversion towards unattractive objects? The fact is that in having such aversion, the actual consciousness which experiences the aversion is brought out of balance, or it comes into a state of unrest. So there is this suffering of the disturbed state of mind connected with the anger. And then also, as a result of the anger, one commits an action. And the result of this action then will ripen into some form of suffering in the future. And since this anger arises in the first place, due to the association of a self to the form experienced, this self serves as the cause for the suffering and has to be relinquished.
Te yendo sem kengbet namba jin je ngajar ngajar je sem ngajar ta ko grawa chu je ngajar ta jikte je ngajar yore chu dan jikte le ten pe ngajar ngajar te yang tene jikte sa wa chin re jikal ten ji yo te se na jikte me yor te da yen se na tene ngaja pawar seva la ya da ga go go
So then also through having an arrogant attitude or pride, this is also an afflicted state of mind which is related to the shifting masses or these transitory collections and the view of there being a self connected with them. And due to this identification of the form, the aggregate of form, due to the identification with the aggregate of form as constituting a self, the suffering associated with pride arises. And the pride itself is of two types. There can both be pride associated with dharma and also worldly pride. But in either case, the focus or referent for the pride is the self, and which therefore has to be refuted.
Te yin don thado ke sem pang go gre. Thado ke sem ma pang na thado ji ba sam je sem ji heba. Heba to gre. Sem heba la me ne ba cha gre. Thado ji ba sam je sem heba la ne ga ma re. Thado ko go ni le sa na yang dev dunga nyung gre. Jun sin ti se na Tenin Tado and Namdo the Pango. Tado and Namdo and the Candace of Pango Gresena. Tado and Namdo de Kazan Heba Nagi. Tado and Namdo de Zuki, Maimba Sena. Mela Saya, your mare. Chulatria, your mare. Dog Dunya, your mare. Tado and Namdo de Candace of Pango Resena. Tenin Jikta and Jitola Tava Pango. Jikta Power Sebal and Jikta Mir J. Dad Denbar Madre Brihine. Tenin Dami. Dhammepa langihi chete gomte dhammi ngonso do mato na yang thado pang to kumar. Tise na thado pang ba la yang tini da ka kukar.
So then also jealousy is also a state of mind which is afflicted and which arises due to the transitory collection through the association of a self with the aggregates. And due to the arising of the jealousy, suffering occurs because the actual experience of the jealousy brings one's mind into an agitated state. It brings one out of balance so that the peaceful state of mind is disrupted and one is not able to settle into a peaceful state of mind. And not only that, but because of the jealousy, then one acts, committing various actions, and then the result of that ripens later into one form or another of suffering. So then one could ask the question, then how is it possible to get rid of such a thing as jealousy? And then Rinpoche explained yesterday in this connection that jealousy and so on, such afflicted states of mind don't have any physical form, so it's not possible to burn them out with fire or wash them away with water or beat them out. then how can one get rid of them? It's through seeing how they arise in connection with the transitory collection of the aggregates to which one attaches the idea of self. Through developing a certainty or a conviction that this self, which is the basis for the suffering, does not in fact have any substantial existence, then through having conviction about the suffering arising due to the idea of self, then one can gradually accustom oneself to this idea and gradually get free of it.
Tene tajur ko na tharpa tharpa tang thamche chenba dobar dobe kanza ke chujin dang go gude nyu momba pang ba kai ke nyu momba thamche je tsawa danjin ge.
So then if we put all of this into a logical syllogism, then we could say, given an individual who aspires after liberation and omniscience, it is necessary for such a person to refute or relinquish the self because various afflicted emotional states arise. These arise due to the association with self.
Nyumon thamje je tsaba danzin yina danzin de semrawa danzin yina dad ka gubujum sen karasana danzin je myor dad de dembar madro par mahi par danzin je myor am senyor je dad de dembar madro par demi Dembar Mato par Mato na Danzin Panto Umar. This and Daka.
So then the root of the afflicted emotion is the clinging to self. And if one does not know that this self has no true existence, then one will not be able to eliminate the afflicted emotion. It is for that reason that one has to understand and negate the self.
Tene nyumong chona malu sevara chonde karasa na chonde cheva gepa nava cheva la sope chon thamche chang tene jikso latta wala tente songare. Jikto latawa ti, jikta ti, mir da imbecena, jun tamje, jaganaja la sober, jun pamba layan, tene da te,
So not only the afflicted emotions, but also all types of faults arise due to this. And under faults, Rinpoche mentioned birth, aging, sickness, and death. So all of these flaws or failings or weaknesses arise due to the views that are connected with the transitory collection. And the focal reference for the views of the transitory collection is the self. And therefore, in order to eliminate these faults, one has to refute the self. And it is for this reason that one has to understand this view of the transitory collection, which means that one conceives of the aggregates as being oneself. And this is what has to be relinquished. So, in this connection, Rinpoche gives an example to illustrate it. It is just like the case of at night time, during the night, being deluded or confused in thinking that a rope is a snake. And in that case, one will be able to see that there is an authentic reason for the lack of an existence of that snake. If one merely turns on the light, then one will naturally see that the basis for the delusion, namely the rope, does not itself contain the delusion, namely the snake. So one will naturally see that the rope is not a snake. And in a similar way, in the delusion of assuming there to be a self connected with the constituents of or physical body and personality, if one sees that there is a genuine reason for this base of the delusion as not containing the delusion, then one will automatically be free of the delusion. So if one sees that the base of the delusion, namely the five aggregates, does not possess the self, then one will naturally be free of this delusion of the being a self.
Tene kyeb dunga tang, nabe dunga zepar kawa tang, kyeb dunga tang, kyeb dunga zepar kawa chi yoba te yang. Tene yang takbar cheka na che, ngubi hilo la cheka na che le lebar. Cheka na che te, tene cheka na che yipo te nam do trupa sam chi re, tekwa chimbi lo. Yinpe junsen de karre se na pongpo ngapo te da ma yinpa la da do khenpa am da do trupa nam do la ting te cheka na che do nga yed suwa yinpe se na te cheka na che do nga te nam do trupa sam chi re. Cheka na che te nam do trupa sam chi yinpe hiba la pongpo nga da do ma dobu hibo re.
So then, in connection with the various faults that were mentioned, namely the difficulties that accompany birth and the various problems that one has in aging and the discomfort and problems that one experiences in connection with sickness, as well as the agony of dying, So these four types of difficulties associated with birth, aging, sickness, and death do not have any substantial essence in their real being, in their fundamental ground. They have no substantial essence. So the suffering that occurs in connection with them is due to the delusion of thinking that there is a self or an essence, a self-entity, connected with these. And through seeing that the aggregates which experience these faults have no actual self or self-entity connected with them, then one will be free of the difficulties connected with these four.
Tene tajur kona kega nanche akosoma kega nanche nando chujin nando chulpa yite pungpo ngapo da mayinpa la da de yinpe nando latin te songse.
So we could put this in logical form, saying, given birth, aging, sickness, and death, given birth, aging, sickness, and death, these are not truly existent. Or these are merely a deluded idea. These are merely a confused concept, because there is the confused idea of there being a self associated with these, but there is in fact no self.
Jeva, Gepa, Nava, Hiba Milan Tamba Yina, Tenete Namdon Trabare. Namdo the Candace and Drugo Yresena, Milan Jacab de Pombo Nala, Dada Yamba Latente, Tenete Ganan Trabare. Milan Jacab de Pombo Nala, Dada Yamba Mina, Milan the Jaganan de Donga de Yong Higamar, Yongamar.
So an example of this would be experiencing birth, aging, sickness, and death in a dream. And there it's very easy to see that these four are a confused idea. They are a deluded concept. And it is due to the deluded concept of associating a self with the aggregates experiencing the dream that the suffering arises. So it is due to this delusion of a self being connected with the skandhas in the dream that the suffering arises.
Teya nanjur jwa so malare pe chang chen de malam ta war ta ma to pa le ni ge gom song bar.
Milarepa expressed this in a song saying, look at this life as being like the appearances of a dream. And towards those who do not understand this, have compassion.
Tene chen de malan tabar tabate malare pe chen de malan tabar ta song barawa chen de malan tabar tabate chen de denbar madopa na yin tong ba tong yin nam ba na ตองยินนาวะนานตองเยมิยินเปจุมซินเจมลันตาวะตาวะเรมาโตมลันตาวะมายินปะเตนปะตรปะยินนะมลันตาวะเตนะมลันตาวะยินซานะยังมลันตาวะยินซาเปนันโตเตเตเนนทรุตะยินไปจ้องเยอะเลยเช่นเดมลันตาวะยินเปเสนะเตเนมลันตาวะตาซงบะเร
So then the meaning of this is that Milarepa himself had this view of this life as being like a dream appearance. It is because this life is for the reason that the appearances of this life are lacking in true existence. They are empty at the same time that they appear, and even while appearing are empty, the view of understanding this life as being dreamlike arises. If one clings to the appearances of this life as being truly existent, then this view does not arise. So the appearances of this life then, ultimately, or in genuine reality, are empty, with an emptiness which is beyond any mental fabrication, and relatively speaking, are appearances which at the same time are empty. They are the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. And because the appearances of this life do not possess the property of true existence, then then birth is also like a dream. The difficulties connected with old age or aging are like a dream. The difficulties connected with sickness are dreamlike, and the also death is like a dream. In a logical format, we could say, given these four, birth, aging, sickness, and death, they are... given birth, aging, sickness, and death, they are like a dream, because this life is like a dream.
Madam na detar nanjor chuan so mala re pe chen de malam ta bu ta sung ba sa ba ji ko rawa ke mala na de mala re pe sung gor ti long ta ko
if one doesn't if one says this doesn't follow it does because Milarepa has said I see the appearances of this life are like a dream, so one has to refer to the statements of those who know.
This is now dancing the mirror, the pompo the dad, the mother bar, Yapojito, no? Then pompo napo dia, don't tamper damper, mother pardon, nuns on the Yabesena, then pompo yang, Yomatabri, pompo napo yang, Yomatab, Melandab.
So if one understands then that the reference for suffering would be the aggregates, and conceiving of the aggregates as being oneself, then in then in understanding that there is no self connected with the aggregates, then one sees also that these aggregates themselves are mere appearances, illusory appearances. So then what does it mean to say that there is no self associated with the individual in the first place? It means that there is no self-entity or substantial essence within the aggregates on which the idea of self is based. So in analyzing each of the aggregates one at a time, one will discover no concrete essence, no substantial constituting essence. Instead of finding this one unit which could constitute an essence, instead one finds that the aggregates break down into finer and finer parts, into more and more complex collections. One does not find this self or this self-entity or this essential essence, concrete essence, constituting the skandhas, and therefore one cannot say that there is no self-entity within the constituents of an individual.
Pungpo denpar madrupa jumtsin penna zogji pungpo tabi jik lantona lakpa de zogji pungpo re lakpa de denpar madrupa jumtsin kar re lakpa de sormi cho re sormo de tsik cho re tsik de chakhe ji chokpa re chakhe de dutin ji chokpa re dutin de chami ji chokpa re chami chami khin de trawe dor de madrupa ser na tene tanda
So for example, if we just take one of the aggregates, the physical form, if one says, well, this does not truly exist, then how is that meant? It is meant that if it were truly existent, then there would have to be some unit out of which it was built, out of which the building block out of which the whole thing was made. So if one then looks at the body as a unit, then immediately one finds that this unit is not one thing. It breaks down into parts such as a hand. The hand is also not a unit since it has many parts like fingers. The finger is also not a unit. It also has parts. And if we take one of the digits of the finger, it has parts, and those parts can be further analyzed into the atoms. The atoms also have parts, which can be analyzed finer and finer until, in fact, one then the atoms can be analyzed down into partless parts, or
Tava madhava.
And until the analysis arrives at a point where the parts have become so subtle that they no longer exist. So the subtlest of the parts are without existence. So since there is no solid unit as one thing that could serve as the building block, then also there is no, one cannot say there is no, that there is a true existence for the body.
Tena lakpa naba kapso nga nagando da nagando sambe lakpa la danjen je namto da danjen be namto chigre ina yang lakpa te denbar maru pese na lakpa da mara.
So then if one gets something wrong with the hand, so that one says my hand is sick, or I am sick because of the hand, then one has to analyze this and find out that in fact the hand does not have true existence, and since the basis for the since there is no self-entity within the hand providing a basis for the suffering, then one has to say that the tani adunga yang and nepadugamani.
This is a lapa nagando, lapa navacas, and nagando, some petans in Chigarete. In a young lapa, then one matter was in a lapa datum.
So the, when the hand is has some illness, then one says, I am sick, or one conceives of an I, one has clinging to a self or a self entity in connection with that. So then one has to analyze the hand, finding out that it does not exist, there is no self entity connected with the hand.
Sorva dunga tabachilan sona, same la dunga yepa capso, mala dunga do sambe, sorva dunga de la dad in Zimbachigre. In a young sorva dunga de Hirabjena, debit sorva dunga gaza reo mare. Mombe sorva dunga de tanda chio mare. Tata dunga kichig mate. Travel on the Senna, do KJ Trava Jena, then it's over Dona Travate, Madobre. This Senna, Sorvate, Sova Dona de Denver, Madobre Senna, Sova Dona de Dana, Sova Dona de Dada Madobre, Sova Dona Denver, Madobre Senna, Dada Madobre.
So, also in connection with the feelings. One can have some kind of unpleasant feeling where one then says, I am suffering. But the feeling itself, which serves as the basis for saying I am suffering, if one analyzes it, then it breaks down into three possibilities. Either it's a feeling connected with the past, feeling connected with the future, or with the present. If it's feeling connected with the past, then the past is already finished, so does not exist. If it's a feeling connected with the future also has not appeared. And a feeling connected with the present, if analyzed, one finds that the present moment also can be analyzed into finer and finer instants until the instants become so subtle that they no longer exist. So one finds, in fact, in analyzing the feeling that it has no existence. And the feeling in not existing, since the feeling does not exist, then its self-entity, or a self-entity connected with that, does not exist.
Tetar zok ke phungpo ra jorpe lakpa tang, sorva dunga ke phungpo ni, rikpe che na denbar madro pa te gendo phungpo tham che hirab yang takpa, hirab drama mepe che na, tene denbar madro pa re, denbar madro pa se na, tene kaansa ka dadu yang madro pa re.
So then, in the same way that the physical form has been analyzed, and also the suffering connected with feelings has been analyzed using precise knowledge, which discovers no self-entity connected with the skanda of the physical body nor the feelings, in a similar way, the other aggregates can also be analyzed. And in doing so, one will discover through analytical knowledge that there is no self-entity connected with the aggregates whatsoever.
Tetar Pumpunga put the Juma Malanta Vrihina, Tene Dunga Yang Juma Malanta Vrihigre. Dunga Juma Malanta Vrihiona, Tene Dunga de Chung, Sende Dunga de Chung Chung Chal.
So then, in discovering then that the skandhas or the aggregates do not really exist but are like, they are dreamlike or like illusions, then also the suffering connected with them is illusory and dreamlike. So then, through developing conviction that the skandhas themselves are illusory and dreamlike, and therefore any suffering connected with them is illusory and dreamlike, then one's suffering will decrease, will become smaller and smaller, until one in fact becomes free of suffering.
Tene pongponga po te joma malan tabo yemba te dole sanje jen dole kande songpa de sena sena phapa de ba le ka je pongponga da joma dar chi sen joma yin da pongpo yin de ma se ba na cho de hi ta chi nye wa chi jo ba tene hi ra pa ro sin jo jo ba ni songpa
So this teaching on the aggregates as being dreamlike or illusory is also taught in the sutras, for example, the Pāpadūpa Do, which Rinpoche quoted.
That is it.
Papa
Pumbo Nadan Juma la Cheba Mepa. Juma the Nandong Yemi, but they in the Pumbo Napoya Nandong Yemi, but then by Madre Pekina, then they take care of the Paradise of Benyan.
Oh, that's
it.
So, through knowing that the aggregates are dreamlike and illusory, then one will know that there is. One will not differentiate between the appearances of a dream and the aggregates. One will see that these aggregates, the very constituents of one's being, are mere appearance and emptiness. And through knowing this, knowing that they do not truly exist, then one will experience the Prajna Paramita.
Pompo ngapo te juma malan tabo ngihi yona. Pompo ngapo te juma malan tabo re samba tele mayeng naya kunzob je nyame re sirab je parisi sebe nyame re. Chen te juma malan tabo re samba ngihi yona ya teyang sirab je parisi sebe nyame re.
So then, if one if one has the conviction that the aggregates are dreamlike and settles into this conviction without becoming distracted from it, this is a relative realization of the Prajna Paramita, the Kunsopchi. This is the relative
Mayimba Gogara, Yangatinya Jumba.
Now, This is the relative experience of the Prajnaparamita, which takes place during the post-meditative state. But even though it's during the post-meditative state, it's a type of absorption or samadhi, in the sense that one has to remain focused on that understanding or that conviction without becoming distracted from it. So this is the this conviction as to the skandhas being dreamlike is the relative post-meditative samadhi, illusion-like samadhi. And through convictions that this life is dreamlike, one will also have the experience of the Prajnaparamita. So then this has been a presentation from the Madhyamaka Avatara of the reason for refuting the self. So this was the presentation of the reason for refuting the self and the necessity of reflecting, listening, reflecting, and meditating on the freedom from self. And this was presented in one verse. So in brief then, for any individual who wishes for liberation and omniscience, such an individual must understand that there is no self, which, and this, it is the self which is the object of ego clinging. And this self, which is the object of the ego clinging, has no true existence.
So,
so then, now we will recite, starting from the beginning, the entire teaching that has been given over the preceding day.